This is Ted Kennedy. The National Rifle Association is trying to repeal the ban imposed by Congress on the sale of machine guns. Yes, machine guns. In a moment, Bob Dolan and I will face off. Bob, when the National Rifle Association says jump, you say how high. But I'm betting that even you won't jump through the hoop they're holding up now. They've launched a national lobbying campaign to repeal the prohibition enacted earlier this year on the sale of machine guns and do-it-yourself parts to convert legal weapons into automatic guns. Congress acted just in time, Bob. Loopholes in the old law were encouraging more and more criminals to use these weapons, especially drug traffickers and terrorist groups. Over 2,000 illegal machine guns were seized by federal agents in 1985, up from 500 in 1984. Are you willing to keep the machine gun loophole closed, Bob? Or has the NRA got you covered with their campaign contributions and right-wing political support?
Ted, here we go again. No one is in favor of machine guns for the criminal, and you know it. Since 1934, the manufacture, sale, and ownership of machine guns have been strictly controlled by federal law. There are stiff state and federal laws against the criminal use of these weapons. Penalties that might have been tougher had it not been for the soft-on-crime liberal years. What you're doing, Ted, is lumping thousands of bona fide collectors, sportsmen, and war veterans with bank robbers and drug runners. That's a low blow. If you're trying to prove that machine guns are dangerous, Ted, you'll get no argument from me. But how about putting your beef before a Senate committee, if you're really serious? In the meantime, if you want to compare our records on law and order, I'm raring to go. This is Senator Bob Dole. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.